Falcon Cast Podcast, the ultimate podcast for the ultimate band.
Now, here's AtlantaFalcons.com's own Jay Adams and Daniel Cox.
Falcons fans, welcome in. It's another edition of the Falcon Cast Podcast here on AtlantaFalcons.com. Jay Adams over there, Daniel Cox, the now beardless.
Yes.
Daniel Cox, new look for everybody. This is the second time this year that we have been usurped by bad weather here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Where we haven't been able to do the podcast.
Right. It's been that kind of
season. It's got to stop.
Yeah. I think it's going to...
I hope.
There's one pile of snow out here, but other than that, it's like 60 degrees and it feels incredible.
It does. Last week, the office here was closed for three straight days, and we were all stuck at home and couldn't get up here to record this thing. But we're back now.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you said, it's beautiful outside.
Yeah.
We should do an outside podcast. Why are we inside?
Oh, man. That is a great idea.
There we go. Let's make that happen.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going up to Indianapolis.
Yeah. Leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's not a personal trip.
Not a personal trip. Yeah. We've got the NFL Combine.
Yeah, heading up there. Should be interesting. We'll get to talk to a ton. Basically, every player there will come through the media room, and everyone will get to talk to them as, 15, 20 minutes, as long as they want, to some extent. It's a media circus. Everyone in the NFL essentially is there, so that's kind of cool. We'll get to talk to, a lot of guys, the Peter Kings and all those guys as well, and we'll get some good insight.
It's fun. NFL Combine is one of my favorite events of the year. I'm sorry, I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
But make sure you guys are following Daniel on Twitter, because he's going to be up there talking to players, talking to Mike Smith, Thomas Dimitroff, all those guys. He'll have that information there. Also, Falcons M. Moore and Falcons R. Gilkes, G-I-L-K-E-S. Make sure to follow them as well, because they will be going up there, Matt and Rob, our video crew. So lots of stuff going on this week with the Combine, but this is what we planned to do last week.
Yeah.
We had introduced a couple of weeks ago this mock draft simulator, which I have been, there are a couple of them out there. Mm-hmm. This one we're going to do today is my favorite one.
Right.
Just addicting as all heck, there's so many scenarios draft nerds like you and I. It's like, our Candy Crush.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were doing the draft 15 minutes ago before we even walked.
Yes,
down
here. Yes, we were.
We're like, what the heck? Let's do one right now.
So, we're going to introduce you guys. And so many of you asked, about what the URL is, and you were sharing your mocks with us and, all that. So we're going to take you through. We're going to do one right here. Yeah.
We're going to discuss it. It's going to be about as close to the war room reality that Thomas and those guys live in as you will find.
Yeah, so. Maybe.
I'm sure they have one of these in there.
Yes, I'm sure. So it's fanspeak.com is where this simulator lives. This is the one that I like. You like another one. What's yours?
First pick. I think it's called the first pick. Something like that. I can't quite remember, honestly. It allows you to do trades, but the rankings are a little. You can tell that the rankings of players are a little bit different. And
yeah.
I like this one because they update it every Tuesday. But I do wish that you could trade around.
That's right. All right, so let's jump into this thing. So here's the situation. Daniel and I are in the war room.
Yes,
we're gonna go through all seven rounds. We're gonna choose to be the general managers of the Falcons, of course.
Right.
And all the other picks are gonna be simulated. So we're gonna talk about who's left, and this is the great thing about this is it's different.
Yeah.
Every time. Yeah. So the one that we did,
we have no idea what's gonna happen.
Yeah. The one that we did a little while ago could be completely thrown out the window.
Oh, exactly.
So, again, you're going to come to fanspeak.com, and the on-the-clock mock draft simulator is what you want. You're going to come down here, and you're going to select your team, the Falcons here, down with the red, interesting red helmet.
Yeah.
All right. And you're going to hit next. All right. How many rounds would you like to go? We are going to go all seven rounds. Okay.
Yep.
Next, we're gonna get started. Here we go.
Yeah. And this Yeah, it's just seven picks. You know, there's a lot of talk about compensatory, but we don't know what that is right now.
Right.
Those will be, but
keep in mind that we're going about this. Like, we don't know what free agency looks like. This is total pre-combine stuff. Yeah. You know, we're just showing you because this is cool and it's fun, and gosh darn it, we like it. So that's what we're going
to
do.
Plus, I mean, this is what we've wanted to do this.
Right. I mean,
we do this every week.
Exactly. All right. Wow. So you're ready to draft. You got all of your assessments together.
Yeah.
Your ducks in the proverbial roll. Row?
All up here.
Yeah?
I'm ready.
Good. All right, let's draft.
All right.
Here we go. And the internet is working.
Yeah, there's hamsters.
And
in the
here
back.
We go. All right. First pick is Teddy Bridgewater, Jake Matthews, then Blake Bortles, Sammy Watkins.
Oh, no.
Jadeveon Clowney goes to the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, right. Well, I know you can tell by our reactions, though, that we enjoy the Clowney.
Yeah,
we'll call him that. It
the Clowney.
That, I don't know if that's his nickname or not.
I mean, it. Yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. The dream scenario: Clowney falling to number six.
Yeah, I don't think it happens because the Raiders take him. Okay, so. If the Raiders don't take him, honestly, I'd be surprised if he got to the Raiders.
Yeah.
Okay, because I really think if somebody wants to get him, they're going to have to go get him.
Yeah.
If you're not at 1, 2, or 3, and you want Jadeveon Clowney, you're going to have to go get him. That's just my thinking there. So Bridgewater goes, Matthews goes, Bortles goes, Watkins goes, Clowney goes. Who's left? We got some good options left.
Yeah.
If we are Thomas, both of us make up one. No, there would be multiple of us. It would make up one Thomas Dimitroff when it comes to scouting and draft knowledge. But the two of us have to decide between a couple of very good players. Okay. And the ones over here, off to the right side of the screen, you'll see Greg Robinson, offensive tackle out of Auburn. Outside linebacker Khalil Mack out of Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Outside linebacker Anthony Barr out of UCLA. Down a little further, you got offensive tackle Taylor Lewan out of Michigan. Defensive end Coney Ealy from Missouri. Couple of really good guys here to choose from. What's your gut telling you?
My gut is to go with on the defensive side of the ball. I feel like there's more question marks there, and that side of the ball can use more of an infusion of talent. I think Khalil Mack has to be the guy there.
See, I'm with you there, and I love Greg Robinson.
Yeah.
Because this is a guy who has a high ceiling. You know he's going to reach that ceiling at some point. I look at Mack, and I see a guy, okay, he played at a small school, but the way he was scouted, the way teams treated him, double teams, triple teams. I mean, he was the guy that was the target on the defensive side of the field for them, and he still made ridiculous plays.
Yeah,
you need to look no further than the tape against Ohio State.
Ohio State, yeah.
Last year, he was all over the field.
Yeah.
He's a guy I like. I like Anthony Barr. You put Mack and Barr next to each other, though. I don't know that I go to Barr's side. I think I stay with Mack's.
I think. You know, you talk about a guy like Anthony Barr. I think you talk about upside and potential, and what you think he could become. I think with Khalil Mack, you basically know what you're getting.
Yeah,
and Barr, as a starting, you know, a guy that can do all the different things that you want a linebacker to do.
Barr is a guy that, you know, he only played linebacker a couple of years, so you know the word raw has been associated with him. Yeah. So. I think, like you said, you know what you're getting out of Mack. I think for us, I think the consensus here is Mack. Yeah. We're going Khalil Mack.
Yep.
Come on down, get your jersey. Let's
phone it in.
Khalil Mack, draft this player. Okay. Khalil Mack is now an Atlanta Falcon.
Nice. I like the sound of that.
So, you can see down here, the big board is moving, and the drafts are going. Draft picks are going. There's Hageman. See, there's an interesting one.
That's the first time we've seen that.
Defensive tackle Rashid Hageman goes in the first round.
He's been lasting into the second round.
Yeah, and he's a guy we liked in the second round.
There's the run on tight ends.
Yeah.
There's the run on. Oh my goodness.
Taylor Lewan.
Look at this. Oh, there goes Zach Martin.
Oh.
Shoot.
So if we look at the first round here, D Ford goes at number 11.
Yeah.
Hageman there at number 14 to the
Greg
Bears.
Greg Robinson at 15. He lasted all the
wow.
way.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, this, and sometimes you're going to get these that, yeah. that don't necessarily match up with what your perceptions are, but really, isn't that what the draft's all yeah, about? How many yeah. times do we go into the draft, we go into the first round, and at the end of it, we're like, nobody
yeah,
saw that coming.
See that. Yeah, exactly.
And so exactly. don't be so quick to discard some of your results if you get some yeah. some mixed results
and
like
that's
this.
And that's the beauty. That's what the beauty of this is, because it, yeah. it gives you the uncontrolled scenarios. You know, when you're doing your mock drafts on paper, you're thinking about, well, I'd like to get this guy here and this guy here. This puts you through the process.
Yep, it sure does. All right, you ready for the second round?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Who's your hope? Who's your guy that you're hoping is still there at the end of the
I don't recall. I'd love to see a defensive tackle. I'd love to see maybe a guy like Aaron Donald.
Hmm. Could be. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't remember. But we'd definitely like to see a defensive okay. tackle. Oh, look at that.
There's Donald. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, jeez.
Aaron Donald to the Washington Redskins. All right. So here's who we've got. We still got some really good talent here. And I think, you know, you see this happen in the draft all the time is guys that you projected were first-rounders, they're still there in the second round, in the top of the second round. So when mm-hmm. you have a top – part of the second round pick, mm-hmm. you're really getting an extra first rounder in yeah. some cases. So okay. who sticks out to you on this?
Tua immediately jumps out at me. Yep. Versatile defensive end. They call him a defensive end, but he can line up in the middle as well.
Yep.
I like that he can do a lot of different things. He's versatile, 3-4, 4-3. He jumps out at me immediately because, again, we want to improve the pass rush, I think, with the defense and get them some young talent. If Clowney had been available in round one, a guy like Van Noy here would mm-hmm. be pretty interesting.
Yep.
But Tua jumps out at me. What about you?
Tua jumps out at me. Trent Murphy jumps out at me a little bit. But mm-hmm. Murphy is certainly a productive guy. I worry about his size
yeah.
a little bit. Yankees an interesting prospect there at guard. you know, and I'm gonna get some flack for this, but you look at a guy like Kelvin Benjamin,
okay,
wide receiver out of Florida State, and you yeah. say, well, you don't need a wide receiver. I mean, you could bring in some competition for the fourth and fifth spots. Maybe even some guy who's gonna challenge Harry a little bit. It's not a bad position to be in.
No.
There are other needs.
Yeah, that's
so
a rich
I would take
pick.
A pass, but that you're right. That's a rich pick. But I like Benjamin out of Florida State. For me, the fact that Tuitt is there
yeah,
is amazing.
Absolutely.
So if I'm Thomas and I see this draft board and he's sitting there, I'm licking my chops a little bit.
It's tempting because again, you're adding with your first two picks, you're adding two guys that can rush the passer.
Immediate impact in
Absolutely.
That area.
You have to assume they're starters. And you make an interesting point about Kelvin Benjamin and bringing in a guy like that to just continue to add to the offense. You can make a case for that guy, Austin Seferian Jenkins, big tight end out of Washington. That's an interesting. That's a if it were up to me, I'd take the tight end there mm-hmm. Between those two picks. But
it is up to you.
It's true. It is
in this scenario. It is up to you.
I feel like there's some tight ends. If you want to take a tight end, I think there's a couple of guys later in some of the later rounds.
I don't know that I want to right now because when I'm looking at things and you know, for a lot of people, Levine Toilolo has a lot to prove.
Right.
You know that Tony Gonzalez is gone. He's history. He's not coming back. So you have to move forward with what you've got and. Also add to your crop of talent.
Right.
I think if you remember that Toilolo was a junior last year, came out, ended up being, I think, fifth round pick?
I think it was
fourth.
Fourth
or fifth?
Yeah.
Fourth round pick. I think he stays at Stanford. This year we're talking about him as a first rounder.
Really?
Surefire first rounder.
Okay.
So to me, it's like you got a first rounder out of last year's draft in the fourth round. So I think you go about it with, hey, Levine's going to be your guy to replace Tony. You need to add, you know, a couple of guys behind him maybe. But I think this high up and with a guy like Tuitt still there, like you said, immediate impact on the defensive side of the football.
I agree. No, I think he's our guy there. I really do.
Tuitt, draft this player. Yep. And he's a Falcon.
All right. So we kind of look ahead a little bit and start thinking. So here in the third round, what, you have a direction you're interested in going?
You know, I've been traditionally, when I've done these scenarios, third, fourth round, been looking at the running back position.
Okay.
A couple of really good running backs out there that I like. Sims, I like James White. Some of those guys out there that are kind of small, bring a different kind of game. They're not like in the same vein as Antoine Smith and Jaquizz Rodgers. They're a little bigger than that. But they bring quickness, along with toughness. And I think you really need to start thinking about your future at that position.
Yeah.
Because Steven Jackson's getting up there in years.
Absolutely.
And you really need to identify, okay, who's going to carry the torch after him. So.
Yeah.
All right. So, here at the end of the second round, we had a couple of Will Sutton. I liked him. Nicholas, that was your boy.
Yeah.
You liked him.
Yeah.
So some good players there, some good players left. Let's go on to the third round.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Okay. So right off the bat, two guys I really like are gone.
Okay.
Cyril Richardson out of Baylor.
Right.
The guard. I liked him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Borland, the inside linebacker, liked him a lot. And he's gone. So, some interesting names left here, including running back Trey Mason, which I think a lot of fans would be surprised if he was still on the board right now.
That's a sexy pick.
Oh, mock drafts.
Yeah, man.
That is you're right. You're right.
Oh, but okay. So here's an interesting. I'm sorry.
No, go.
It's an interesting scenario.
We might be on the same path here.
Yeah, I think we both saw it at the same time.
Yeah,
based on a previous discussion. So you've got a guy like Trey Mason, who, according to this ranking, is the top guy on the board. And then you scroll down, you got Hyde down here, C. Strunk, who's. What an awesome name that is.
That's a great name.
A couple of running backs that you kind of like. And then we see a guy named Weston Richburg, center from Colorado State, who is kind of like that underrated center that everybody loves.
Yeah.
In this year's draft. And maybe there's some value in taking a guy like that who maybe with your third pick you're landing another guy that could be a starter, at least in here as a rookie and compete, raise the competition level on the offensive line. And we don't know what's going to happen with Holly and where Cons might be and how all that plays out. But, you know, again, you know, landing a guy that you might believe is a starter and then maybe you've built your depth with guys, maybe whether it's Holly and Cons that become your depth. I think you can do a lot with a pick like that and how it can influence your offensive line. So,
and another
interesting
guy
decision to make.
Another guy here I like, you know, you see Cyril Richardson's gone, but another guy I like is Brandon Thomas, the guard out of Clemson, who is right below Richburg on this draft. So there's another guy that you could easily spend a pick on. The guy I'm a little surprised is still here too is Stanley Jean-Baptiste.
Yeah.
Out of Nebraska, big cornerback.
Had a great Senior Bowl.
Yeah, great Senior Bowl. The Falcons coached against him. They did coach Weston Richburg. They coached Brandon Thomas down at the Senior Bowl. So there's some familiarity there with those guys. Right now, looking at this, I feel like Richburg and Thomas might still be there in the fourth. So for me, I look and I'm like, well, if you're in a BPA situation, a best player available situation, who's your best player available right now? It's Trey Mason.
Yeah.
He's a guy, again, you talk about immediate impact. I think he helps you right away. But you know that you have other needs and I think the way we're going about this right now is that, okay, so maybe offensive line is going to be addressed a bit in free agency, mm-hmm. so you don't have to spend some of the draft picks. But, you know, there are certainly some guys that you're going to want to bring in and develop. So this is a situation, and it's tough. And I think this simulator really shows you how difficult these decisions are because you got to flip the coin.
Yeah.
Do you go with Trey Mason gambling that Richburg or Thomas might be there in the fourth round when you pick? Or do you reach and get them and ensure that you get them and maybe miss out on a great talent?
I mean, it's a tough one. I feel like you can. There are people that say Trey Mason may not be the best running back, but just from a
and there's going to be some good running backs available later on.
This is true too. This is true.
What are we thinking?
Oh, man. Oh goodness, I think we should take Trey Mason.
You said that mumbling. You're like, I think we should take Trey Mason.
I just see a guy like that. You can put that guy into the starting lineup, and it's instant. What you think will be, you know, instant offense.
Okay.
And you want to improve the running game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's clear, and you can do that in other ways than just improving the offensive line.
Yep.
I think that. I mean. What do you think? Where are you at here? You're not saying much.
I'm with you, because I've already got him got it, the trigger pulled right here. All I got to do is hit that OK button. I really feel like one of these two offensive linemen is going to be there in the fourth round.
Yeah, and if not, there's a guy, you know, a guy like Chris Watt from Notre Dame might be there. Feel pretty decent about him.
Yep.
I think this is kind of a luxury pick here. Maybe you weren't expecting a guy like Trey Mason to be there.
Yeah.
I think that's what you got to do.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Because here's the way I kind of look at it is if I'm not drafting to protect Matt Ryan, I'm drafting to get him some more weapons.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weapon to me.
Absolutely.
So that's my guy there. Richburg's gone.
Yep.
Thomas is still on there. The board. I don't know. Oh,
Jimmy Ward was a guy I liked, safety.
Yeah.
Northern Illinois.
Okay, it looks like we rolled the dice. Oh, Justin Ellis, that's a guy we like too. Yeah. Defensive tackle, big defensive tackle out of Louisiana Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Goes about 340, 345, yeah. Somewhere around
much larger
there.
Larger than me.
Yeah, much, much larger than both of us. All right, let's go to the next round. See if our gamble paid off.
Hmm.
Let's see.
No, yeah, he's still.
Look at that. Brandon Thomas still on the board.
How about that?
That makes me happy. All right. So but now. He's not a slam dunk pick here because there are a couple other guys
mm-hmm.
that deserve a look.
Yeah. I hear good things about Jack Muhort.
Mm-hmm.
He's a tackle there, but might. He might make that move to guard.
He's another guy that the Falcons coached at the Senior Bowl. He looks like a bit of a prospect or a project. You go back to the Khalil Mack tape, and Khalil had his way with this guy a little bit on a couple mm-hmm. of occasions. But he's big, he's nasty.
Yeah.
He's a guy that I think probably just could use some coaching.
Yeah,
he might be a good option there.
He's an interesting option. And then we're back to the tight end discussion.
CJ Fedorowicz. I know you have a hard time pronouncing that name.
Yeah, those names.
I like him too. I like Thomas. I like Daquan Jones. I think a lot of our fans are out there right now screaming Arthur Lynch.
Yeah.
Certainly had a good Senior Bowl. Turned a lot of heads there. You know, the one thing you look at this, the way things turned out, you look at the running back position. If we had gone a different position there at number three, Charles Sims is on the board, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a guy that I know we both like.
Yeah, I like him. He, especially as a pass catcher,
yeah,
a receiver, he might be one of the better ones in the draft at that skill set.
Yeah.
I'm concerned that we may be missing out on defensive tackle. I know Tuitt can do some of that, but
And you have to figure with three defensive tackles hitting free agency, potentially, I mean, you're going to have to replace that position. So that position becomes a much bigger need. So if you look at the defensive tackle position, you got Daquan Jones right now, Anthony Johnson, and then I think you get into the later rounds and you've got some other guys, Caron Reed, who had a great Senior Bowl. But there's some question marks about him.
McCullers is a big giant dude, but again, there's some question marks. But just from a run-stopping perspective, I think a guy like McCullers is a great addition. So maybe that's a guy we target for like a
fifth
round.
So who do you take right now?
I think you take Brandon Thomas.
I agree with you. And the other guy I look at here, too, just to bring him up, is Pierre Desir from Lindenwood, the cornerback here at number 114. He's a guy who, you know, we'll use this word again, raw. Obviously comes from a very small program, but he had a fantastic Senior Bowl. The Falcons coached him there, and I know they liked him. So, you know, he's another guy who's a possibility. I think he's going to be gone by the time you're picking again in the fifth.
Yeah.
In this particular mock scenario. But I'm with you here, man. I take Brandon Thomas. Again, this is a guy who has some boom or bust potential, but I think you coach him up a little bit. I think he could compete certainly for depth right now, but I think down the line he could be an asset for your offensive line.
Yeah.
So we'll take Brandon Thomas.
All right.
See who we're missing out on here.
Yeah.
Arthur Lynch to Jacksonville. Dakota Dozier. That'd be a fun name.
That's a good name.
Fun name to say. Jordan Zumwalt, the inside linebacker out of UCLA. I like him a lot. Another Senior Bowl guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go on to the next round here. Try to buzz through these next ones quick. All right. There goes Watt.
Yeah, that's okay. We got Brandon Thomas. We think we liked him better.
Yep. All right. So here you've got...
Desir almost made it.
Almost made it. We just missed. Almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, Daniel. Grenades. So,
yes. Yeah, yeah.
So... We got some work to do here. You got McCullers is still there, a guy you targeted.
Yeah, you liked Reed.
Reed, he's a guy you targeted, still there. Let's see who else. Boy, that's about it for me.
I mean, you could double dip, maybe add another defensive end. A guy Kareem Martin stands out as like a nice middle round guy, but
oh yeah, there he is. Okay,
he might. I don't know. I mean. I think they have the Falcons have a handful of guys they already like in Maponga, Goodman, Masqua. I think adding just another middle round draft pick on a defensive end might not be the wisest thing.
Yeah,
I really think defensive tackle is who you should go with.
That's the move.
Yeah, Reed versus McCullers. McCullers is, like I said, the big guy that can. I want a defense that can first stop the run.
Yeah,
I think that's what they have to do first, and he's. He's a guy that can handle those double teams, can you know, absorb some of those double teams. I don't know a lot about Reed.
Reed's more of a question mark, but he had a really good performance in the Senior Bowl, like I said. He's a guy that's going to need to be brought along a little bit. He's out of Princeton, so he's not exactly, you know, those Harvard guys are great and all, but not exactly facing a ton of top competition there.
Right.
I like a guy like McCullers, like you said, he's big, can stop the run, played in the SEC. I almost feel like you're not reaching for him here because you know kind of that's the position you want to target. You're not in a best player available situation. I think you just put these two guys on a scale and see which one ends up being the guy who rises to the top. For me, I think it's McCullers.
That's who I would prefer.
Okay.
Awesome.
That's our man. And so, he has your name, too, Daniel.
Yes, he does, yeah.
It's uncanny.
and there Reed goes Reed. To, two or three picks later.
Yeah.
So now we're entering the last two rounds, and we feel like – I think we've done a pretty nice job. You, heavily on offensive on the lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even,
which is what you expect.
Yeah, even Khalil Mack as an outside linebacker, he's still going to be rushing the passer,
yep.
Doing some stuff at the line of scrimmage. If the draft turned out like this through five rounds, I think I'd be pretty happy.
I'm not mad at this draft.
No.
All right. Let's try to strike some gold here.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so, I see a name. A couple of names I like.
Well, go ahead.
Who do you like? Chris Davis is interesting. Just I think he's a decent cornerback.
Yep,
but he's also a good return man.
Agree. And that's what you have to think about when you talk about these positions. That I think this is the direction we're going to go. Is a guy who's maybe a cornerback, maybe a wide receiver, but is also a return specialist, yeah, and can solve that problem for you. So that's an interesting point that, mm-hmm, you make there.
Michael Campanaro is a guy that I'm really starting to like.
Yeah.
A smallish slot receiver guy, so the comparisons to Wes Welker are obviously there, but he's tough. He owns like two or three receiving records at Wake Forest. He's extremely productive, had a broken collarbone, I think, the last portion of this last season. He did show up at the Senior Bowl, and he played. I think that was his first time back on the field. He's a guy I really like.
Yeah.
And you talk about adding a receiver somewhere along the line.
He's another Senior Bowl guy.
Yeah.
The Falcons coached him. Looked very good. I think the thing with him is you just got to figure out, what do you do with him? Because he's got the talent. He's got the abilities, like you said, Wes Welker kind of guy. What do you do with him?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it's going to come down to, a team that has a really good idea of how they want to use him. And I think the Falcons in this case, you already coached him for a week. You kind of got a sense of how he handles himself, where he fits in. The other guy here, Jeff Janis, I like him
as well,
out of Saginaw Valley.
Uh-huh.
And then the last guy that I'll mention here is Colorado State tight end Crockett Gilmore.
Right, Crockett.
Crockett, that's a great name. Another great Senior Bowl guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got some Senior Bowl players, and I think that, you know, we talked about this when the Senior Bowl was around. Is like you don't want to coach in the Senior Bowl, but
right,
the better part, the silver lining is that you get a really close look at some of these guys. So that's the way I'm kind of approaching it too. Absolutely. Because you got to figure that, because
these are going to be special teams guys, depth players.
But the deck is stacked in your favor because you got the closest look out of anyone at some of these guys. I can't talk today. So, really, it's down to Chris Davis, Michael Campanaro. I think Gilmore might still be there at the end.
Yeah.
I'd take Davis and Campanaro over Janis. What do you think? Davis also helps you if you're looking for nickel help as well.
It's just
young core.
You may have talked me into it, Jay.
I don't want to talk you into it because I like Campanaro.
Oh, really? I do, too.
I do, because he's... I think he's more of a, you're not real sure what you're going to get out of him, but, mm-hmm, once you figure out what it is, I think he's going to be a talented player for you.
Yeah, I just think he can be an asset. Because, again, you're trying to replace, 80 receptions, 90 receptions that Tony Gonzalez produced last season.
You got to do it somehow.
And Tony, or Julio and Roddy are not going to be, are not going to be the guys to get all of those catches. It's just not possible. Harry had a 1,000-yard season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're adding a running back. I think let's just take him. Take Campanaro.
Campanaro is the pick.
Wake Forest finest.
Wake Forest with two R's, apparently.
Yeah, I just noticed that, too. Point that out.
Oh, well. We didn't put it together.
No.
All right, so last pick here. We got to strike some gold. Who we looking at? What position are we thinking?
Your boy Crockett Gilmore is still up there.
He's hanging on. He's going to be gone here, though.
Got it.
There he goes.
Yeah, he's gone.
There's another guy, though, that I think he's still going to be here. No, he's going to be gone. No? Okay, he's still there for now.
Who was it?
I'll show you here in a minute. Once this loads. All right, let's see. Okay, he's still there.
I'm trying to.
And I'm going to, this is going to make Matt Moore in the video department, extremely happy because this is a guy that he looked at and he saw some potential in.
Okay.
Joe Don Duncan out of Dixie State, tight end. Loves this guy. Ask Matt more
Joe
about
Don Duncan.
Joe Don Duncan. He loves this guy. Loves him. He's got good hands.
Well, we need this guy to report on.
Good route runner. He's more of a pass catching tight end, but he's got great hands.
He's a tight end.
Yes, he's a tight end. Joe Don Duncan, and he's got two first names. I'm telling you. That's who Matt Moore would pick.
Okay.
That doesn't mean it's who we would pick.
Well, there's a name that jumps out at me, Lavelle Westbrooks.
Okay. Tell me about him.
I heard some good things, some scouting stuff from the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
Felt like he was strong, like cover corner. They felt like he had some attributes despite his,
small school.
Yeah, school stuff. Yeah. He's an interesting guy, and he's a cornerback, so you can kind of, you can fix some of that because another cornerback or two is definitely going to be added to this roster at some point in time.
Yeah.
After that, I mean, you're trying to strike gold.
He might be
your guy.
That's really it, and it's you're low risk here. You could take a guy. I think when you get into the seventh round, you're kind of in a best player available situation.
And an interesting – I don't think the Falcons are named – well, with extra seventh round picks, maybe. A guy like Aaron Colvin, who was much, much higher rated cornerback out of Oklahoma, coming into the Senior Bowl, and then he got that injury. He's going to be out. I don't know to what extent. I can't recall that, but it might be like one of those – most of the seasons.
Yep.
And maybe he's a guy you grab in the seventh round and you stash him, and then maybe there's your – it's a quality pick, two years down the line. We're just picking one pick here, so I don't know, but
– Yeah. Here's another guy that I like.
Okay.
That another Senior Bowl guy, no big surprise, but Nevin Lawson – out of Utah State. I think the Falcons liked him.
Okay.
They coached him up at the Senior Bowl. Another good guy that could be a possibility there.
Okay.
Ow.
Oh, man. Nothing to say there.
No, I mean, we have gone completely off the rails here.
I think cornerback.
We're thinking about drafting Joe Don Duncan.
We're
throwing microphones in my face.
Dixie State. Never even heard of that place.
Okay, if you had to guess where Dixie State is.
I'd say Tennessee.
Nope. I'll give you three more guesses.
Okay. Mississippi.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, see, now you're...
Washington State?
No.
Virginia?
No. And no. Utah.
Utah?
Dixie State is in Utah.
It's about... Seems like the most un-Dixie State around.
There you go. If you made it this far in today's podcast, you get to take home that little piece of knowledge. Yeah. Okay, who are we going with?
You mentioned Nevin Lawson. Worked with the guys at Senior Bowl. I think that cornerback, I think that's a pick. I think that's it.
I'm between him and Joe Don Duncan, I'll be honest
Seriously?
With you.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Nah. Go with
Nevin
the quarterback.
Lawson?
Yeah.
Nevin Lawson. Come on down to Atlanta.
All right.
Let me tell you something. Matt Moore would think that Joe Don Duncan's going to come back and he's going to stuff it down your throat once or twice a year.
We'll find out in a couple of years. We'll see what Joe Don.
He went to Detroit. Matt Moore would say that he's gonna haunt you in London. So let's finish this out here. That was our last pick.
Yeah.
And we'll take a closer look at our draft class.
See a couple of names that are. Come across in my studies.
Oh, okay.
Dree Archer.
Dree. Yeah, I don't know. But I like him as well.
Small, okay, so, tiny running back, but
so when you're done,
return, man.
You can share your results here on the social media, or you can draft again, which I usually do.
Yeah, straight to the draft.
But here is our draft class. Khalil Mack, outside linebacker out of Buffalo. Stephon Tuitt. Defensive end out of Notre Dame, Trey Mason, Brandon Thomas, Daniel McCullers, Michael Campanaro, Nevin Lawson. And I tell you what, I would not be mad at that draft.
No. I mean, that's a lot. There's a lot to like there. You like the additions on defense for sure.
Yeah.
We focused on the lines a little bit. We've infused some young talent into the offense, Trey Mason, Campanaro. And you found your fourth or fifth cornerback, hopefully.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot. And you landed a guy like Brandon Thomas in the fourth round who has starting potential.
Yeah.
So I like it. Well, I could live with that.
That's well, regardless, that's what we would have
to
do.
So these are the
with.
Seven guys we're going to talk to this week.
And okay. There's so it.
We're just going to go ahead and call this our draft.
Okay. Well, fans, make sure that you go ahead and do one of these on fanspeak.com. It's a lot of fun, as you saw. Bring your friends and all
absolutely.
Of that.
And share them on Twitter.
And then share them with us. And,
I'm always
and
happy to talk about
let
it.
Let us know. Because I like seeing how these turn out for some people, because it's very different every time you do it. More times than not, I end up with Khalil Mack, but when I end up with Clowney, it makes things interesting in the second and third rounds.
Definitely.
Because it changes your thinking. So it's a lot of fun. Let us know how you do. We'll do this again as we get a little closer to the draft and we get past the combine and get a real good sense of where the team might be going through free agency and all that stuff. We'll have a much better idea. And we'll save this one, and we'll see how it compares with how we do close to the draft.
Good call.
Because
absolutely.
It'll be interesting.
All right.
All right. Well, enjoy your time in Indianapolis,
I will.
Mr. Daniel Cox. And I will. Go over to St. Elmo's and have yourself a shrimp cocktail there.
I will spend a lot of money there.
Okay. There you go. St. Elmo's. He's coming. All right. Well, have fun there and enjoy your time.
Appreciate
Make sure to follow Daniel on Twitter. And we will catch you next week here on the FalconCast podcast.